The extent to which caregivers enhance the wheelchair skills of powered wheelchair users. A cross-sectional study. R. Lee Kirby, Paul W. Rushton, Francois Rauthier, Louise Demers, Laura Titus, Jen Miller-Palger, William C. Miller, Cher Smith, Bonita Sawatsky, Delphine Lab, Mike McAllister, Chris Terrio, Cara Matheson, Kim Parker. Dalhousie University, Halifax, N.S. Kirby, Terrio, Matheson, McAllister, Nova Scotia Health Authority, Halifax, N.S. Smith, Parker, Université Laval, Quebec City, P.Q. Rauthier, Université de Montréal, Montreal, P.Q. Demers, Rushton, University of Western Ontario, London, On, Titus, Miller-Palger, University of British Columbia, Vancouver, B.C., Miller, Sawatsky, Lab. Abstract: our objective was to test the hypothesis that caregivers and powered wheelchair users working together have higher levels of wheelchair skills capacity and confidence than wheelchair users performing alone. This was a multi-center, cross-sectional study. The project was approved by the research ethics boards of the participating institutions, and all participants provided written informed consent. We studied 150 participants, 75 caregivers and 75 wheelchair users. Wheelchair users had used their powered wheelchairs for a median interQUARTILE range of 10.0-16 years and spent a mean SD of 9.4-4.6 hours per day in them. As outcome measures, we used version 4.3 of the wheelchair skills test, objective, WST, and questionnaire, WSDQ versions. For each individual skill, we recorded data about the wheelchair user alone and in combination with the caregiver, blended. The mean SD total WSD capacity scores alone and blended were 79.9% and 93.6%, p less than 0.0001. The mean SD WSDQ capacity scores were 77.11% and 93.6%, p less than 0.0001, and the mean SD WSDQ confidence scores were 76.13% and 93.7%, p less than 0.0001. Caregivers enhance wheelchair skills capacity by relative improvements of 18.21% and wheelchair skills confidence by 22%. Despite the need for further study, this project has answered important questions about how caregivers provide mobility assistance to the users of powered wheelchairs. Introduction: there has been some published work on the wheelchair skills of powered wheelchair users 1-3 and also on a variety of issues affecting their caregivers. 4-8. However, the extent to which caregivers assist with wheelchair skills has received little attention. The objective of this study was to test the hypothesis that caregivers and powered wheelchair users working together have higher levels of wheelchair skills capacity and confidence than wheelchair users performing alone. Methods: this was a multi-center, cross-sectional study. The project was approved by the research ethics boards of the participating institutions. All participants, caregivers and the wheelchair users with whom they worked, provided written informed consent. Sample size was based on a power analysis. Potential participants were dyads of caregivers and the wheelchair users to whom they provide care. Both the caregiver and the wheelchair user must have been greater than or equal to 18 years of age, able to communicate in English and or French, depending upon the site, living within 50 kilometers of the research center, willing to participate, able to set a scheduled time for the study visit when both the caregiver and wheelchair user would be present and have provided written informed consent. Each caregiver participant must have been an unpaid caregiver and have spent an average of at least 2 hours per week with a powered wheelchair user that included powered wheelchair mobility. Each wheelchair using participant must have had his or her own powered wheelchair, have used the powered wheelchair for at least 6 hours per week, and have required no more than minimal assistance for communication and auditory comprehension. Caregiver or wheelchair using participants were excluded if they had unstable medical conditions that might have made the use of a powered wheelchair dangerous, and or emotional problems that might have made participation unsafe or unpleasant. By interview, we recorded demographic and wheelchair-related data regarding the caregivers and wheelchair users. Specifics about the powered wheelchairs used were recorded by observation. As outcome measures, we used version 4.3 of the wheelchair skills test, objective, WST, and questionnaire, WSDQ versions. 9.10 for each of 30 individual skills, we recorded data about the wheelchair user alone and in combination with the caregiver, blended. After the WSDQ was completed, the WST was administered. The total percentage alone and blended WSD capacity, WSTQ capacity and WSTQ confidence scores were calculated. The assessments took place wherever it was most convenient for the participants, including in or around the participant's place of residence. We assessed the extent to which the caregiver enhanced the WSTQ and WSD scores, using matched pair sign tests to compare the wheelchair user and blended total percentage WSTQ and WSD scores. Results: we studied 150 participants, 75 caregivers and 75 wheelchair users. The mean SD ages were 57.0, 15.1, and 56.1, 14.7 years respectively. Of the caregivers and wheelchair users, 28, 37.3% and 39, 52.0% were male. The majority of caregivers were family members. Caregivers spent a median IQR of 20.0, 38.5 hours per week with the wheelchair users. Only 14, 18.7% of the caregivers had ever received any formal training in wheelchair use, whereas 47, 62.7% of the wheelchair users had. Wheelchair users had used their powered wheelchairs for a median IQR of 10.0, 16 years and reported spending a mean SD of 9.4, 4.6 hours per day in them. The proportion of powered wheelchairs that were rear, mid and front wheel drive were 37, 49.3%, 34, 45.3% and 4, 5.3%. Almost all wheelchairs, 74, 98.7% were joystick controlled. The mean SD WST capacity scores alone and blended were 79.9% and 93.6%, with a mean difference of 14.9%, p less than 0.0001. The mean SD WSTQ capacity scores alone and blended were 77.11% and 93.6%, with a mean difference of 16.10%, p less than 0.0001. The mean SD WSTQ confidence scores alone and blended were 76.13% and 93.7%, with a mean difference of 17.12%, p less than 0.0001. The extent of the added value provided by caregivers varied among the 30 individual skills. Discussion: we achieved our objective, corroborating the hypothesis that caregivers and powered wheelchair users working together have higher levels of wheelchair skills capacity and confidence than wheelchair users performing alone. We documented the extent of the enhancements, relative improvements over baseline of 18%, 21%, and 22% for the three outcome measures. Further study is needed to explore caregiver effects on individual skills and how the caregiver effect might be enhanced by training. Conclusions: caregivers enhance wheelchair skills capacity by relative improvements of 18-19% and wheelchair skills confidence by 21%. Despite the need for further study, this project has answered important questions about how caregivers provide mobility assistance to the users of powered wheelchairs. Acknowledgements: we thank Deborah Stewart for study coordination and the research assistants for data collection. Funding for this study was provided by a grant from the Canadian Institutes for Health Research, CanWheel Team in Wheeled Mobility for Older Adults, AMG 100925. References: 1. Hall K, Partoy J, Tenenbaum S, Dawson Drive. Power Mobility Driving Training for Seniors, a Pilot Study. AsTechnol 2005, 1747-56. 2. Mountain E, Kirby RL, Smith C, Eskies G, Thompson K. Powered Wheelchair Skills Training for Persons with Stroke, a Randomized Controlled Trial. MJ Fies Med Rehabil 2014, 93-1031-43. 3. Kirby RL, Miller WC, Routhier F, Demers L, Mayaladi C, Palger JM, Rushton PW, Titus L, Smith C, McAllister M, Terrio C, Thompson K. Zawatsky B. Effectiveness of a Wheelchair Skills Training Program for Powered Wheelchair Users, a Randomized Controlled Trial. Arch Fies Med Rehabil 2015, 96-2017-26.E3. 4. Frank A., Neofi 2 C., Frank J., D'Souza L. Electric Powered Indoor-Outdoor Wheelchairs, EPIOCs, Users' Views of Influence on Family, Friends and Carers. Disability Rehabil Assist Technol 2010, 5-327-38. 5. Reed D., Laliberte Rodman D., Habert D. Impact of Wheeled Seated Mobility Devices on Adult Users and Their Caregivers' Occupational Performance, a Critical Literature Review. Ken J. Akupther 2002, 69-261-80. 6. Roberts J., Young H., Andrew K., McAlpine A., Hogg J. The Needs of Carers Who Push Wheelchairs. J. Integrated Care 2012, 20-23-34. 7. Smith C., McGreedy M., Unsworth J. Prescribing Wheelchairs, The Opinions of Wheelchair Users and Their Carers, Clin Rehabil 1995, 9:74-80. 8. Taylor D.H., Honig H. The Effect of Equipment Usage and Residual Task Difficulty on Use of Personal Assistance, Days in Bed, and Nursing Home Placement, J.M. Geriatrisoc 2004, 52:72-9. 9. Wheelchair Skills Test Dynamic Link, http://www.wheelchairskillsprogram.ca/ang/publications.php. Accessed January 4, 2017. 10. R.L. Kirby. Wheelchair Skills Assessment and Training. CRC Press, Taylor & Francis, Florida, 2016, released November 22, 2016. Hardcover ISBN number 9781498738811. Ebook ISBN number 9781498738828. https://www.crcpress.com/wheelchair-skills-assessment-and-training/kirby/p/book/97814987-38811.